I've been out of town for the past week teaching an elder hostel birding class at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River, Wisconsin. I dreaded leaving home, knowing that the nestlings of George and Martha, my little chickadee pair, would fledge while I was gone. My husband was nice enough to take over giving George and Martha mealworms for a week, so I knew they'd be in good hands. That wasn't the point. The point was that I was afraid I wouldn't ever see the babies or even see George and Martha again, since chickadee families move on from their nest area after the babies fledge. George and Martha were more trouble than Russ had bargained for, even though he was only feeding them first thing in the morning and then before they retired each day. When he cranked open the window one morning, one of them flew into the house and he spent over half an hour helping it find its way out again. Needless to say, Russ was very happy when I came home. I returned an early evening and had a lot of work to catch up on, so I headed up to my office and whistled, but they were nowhere to be seen. That was a bummer, made worse by the fact that the first news story I read when I went on the internet was about this year's albatross race. People around the world have been able to track the migratory patterns of 17 individual albatrosses bearing satellite transmitters as the birds went on a 6,000-mile migration from Tasmania to South America. But in this year's race, every single one of them perished at sea within a month into the race, most likely due to the horrible fishing conditions this year. I was devastated by that news, and so George and Martha's disappearance exacerbated my sorrow. But hope springs eternal, and I couldn't bear to read any more bad news, so I took a handful of mealworms out into the backyard and tried again. And this time, suddenly there they were. George came straight to my hand, as he usually does, and Martha stayed in the tree for a few moments, so I reached up so she could take a mealworm without having to alight on me. Each of them ate the first mealworm and instantly came back for more, but this time they headed not for their nest tree northeast of my yard, but flew due west, where if I strained to listen, I could barely hear high-pitched baby chickadee calls. I didn't see them feed the fledglings, but I could imagine them sitting on a limb together like a wonderful baby chickadee painting by Guy Koliak that I saw two or three decades ago that still remains in my mind's eye. George and Martha came back several times to finish off the mealworms, each time making a beeline west for the fledglings. I'm hoping against hope that they'll bring them over where I can see them and maybe even get photographs or sound recordings, but even if they don't, at least I heard their little calls and know my dear little chickadee family is off to a good start. You can see photos of George and Martha and find links to important news stories about birds and read more about the devastating loss of albatrosses on my blog at www.birderblog.com. For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the Birds.